off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Karen. How
morning,
are you?
Morning, Tess. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm holding up all right. It's lovely to have some company in the studio.
Oh, you're doing a lovely job.
Thanks.
Kind of wrangling everything.
Pressing
on your
all
own.
The buttons and, yeah. and doing the stuff. Well, it's nice to have you here. And you're talking about a very good book, you've said.
I'm really into this book. It's called 2,000 Feet Above Worry Level by Amon Mara, published by VUP, Victoria University Press. So this is the debut novel from Amon Mara, and it's more episodic, like a series of pieces that are connected, and it's extremely readable. It's very funny while dealing with really quite heavy and big resonant topics.
Yep.
I had all this work reading that I was meant to be doing, and I had this book on my bedside table, and I thought, oh, I'll just nip into a few pages just to get a feel for it.
I'll just nip into a few pages, 200 pages later, oh.
Yeah, and then, you know, before I knew it was 1 a.m, I'd read 70 pages and my boyfriend was calling out, what are you cracking up about from the next room? It's about a young man in Wellington. He's broke, mostly unemployed, depressed, and at one point hasn't paid rent in 6 weeks, so climbs in and out of his window to avoid his angry flatmates. And that's the depiction on the cover.
Yeah, there. It's got a fantastic cover. It's like a drawn cartoon of a man climbing into a window.
Yeah.
Pastel colours would look lovely on your bookshelf.
And just to give you a bit of a feel, can I just read a tiny bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this is sort of what we're dealing with here. I bought my laptop on tick, I bought my phone on tick, I bought my camera on tick, I broke my laptop screen, I lost my phone on purpose so people couldn't call me, I spilled beer on my camera. I'm still paying all three off. It has been 3 months since I last made a payment. My boss asked me to work late one weekend and I told him to go fuck himself. I haven't returned to work since then.
God.
So this is our guy.
This is the guy. So it's told from his perspective.
Yeah, and it's structured around 12 pieces, divided into three parts, and the episodes are about navigating winds, a bleeding wart, awkward sex, painting his mum's fence. He's in debt, even in sleep debt, and at one point he says, I've benefited from colonialism and genocide, and I don't even donate blood. So you can tell he feels really hopeless. So he owes the university library $180 in fines. They won't let him graduate until he pays it, but he's broke. And it's just this really recognisable kind of stark reality of the sheer horror of being alive.
I love the concept of sleep debt. I feel like I'm severely in that.
Yes. So it's written in a really spare, laconic and direct style. And really, when you're dealing with themes of debt, housing crisis, anxiety, depression, being overwhelmed by life, failure and struggle.
It can be very existential.
Totally. So really, this shouldn't be as funny as it is.
Yeah.
But it really is crack up. I think maybe Mara's work as a comic comes into play here. He's got a real understanding of comic timing and punchlines that actually work.
Yeah.
I really loved this book. It's so refreshing. You'll whiz through it.
Yeah. How long did it take you to whiz through that one?
Around work and stuff, a couple of days.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty good, and such an easy read, really just so great. Can't wait to see what he does next.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen to read that one. Do you feel like it had an, because when you're dealing with topics like that, do you feel like it sort of had an uplifting feel at the end, or did you leave it feeling a bit like, oh God?
It had a great ending. You know, sometimes endings can let you down or disappoint you.
Yeah.
But I felt pretty satisfied by this.
Cool.
And just great use of comic timing and kind of social realism as well.
Yeah,
bringing those two together in a really effective way.
And you've picked a song for us. Do you want to talk to us about why you picked this song?
So I picked a song called Fate of the Human Carbine, which is by Peter Jeffries and Robbie Muir. It's a classic New Zealand song. And I just thought of it because it's the kind of song I can imagine our character listening to alone in his room while he's avoiding his flatmates.
Okay, so remind us of the book title again and who it's by.
It's called 2,000 Feet Above Worry Level, and it's by Amon Mara.
And you can get that from Time Out with a discount with your B card.
Sure
can. So go to 95bfm.com/sign up, sign up for a B card and go buy this book. Here's your song, Karen.
1, 2, 3, 4. He thinks of
money all the time, doing it to annoy her. She's on his conscience day and night, so he acts like her employer. Tomorrow he's sure to be a smart fellow. Keep the bastards guessing. They all come and peep through a hole in the wall. Just to watch his heart undressing. He likes to take the long way home. It's another fine decision. From 6 to 7, he'll be all alone. Television. Doesn't even notice as the hour rolls by. Gets lost inside the screen. Watches a film about the evening sky. Someone else's dream. Tomorrow he's sure to be a smart fellow. Keep the bastards guessing. Peep through a hole in the wall. Because the view looks so impressive.
That was The Fate of the Human Carbine by Peter Jeffries, Karen's pick for Loose Reads. Grab yourself that book from Time Out.
That was Loose Reads.
You're on BFF.